Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Rashi podcast for Parashat Lech Lecha. Visit www.webyeshiva.org for more information on our fully interactive online yeshiva. At the beginning of this week's parasha, Hashem says to Abraham, Lech Lecha, go forth. And as Abraham wanders forth in search of a new land, he receives the promise of a blessing. Ve'escha l'goy gadol v'avarechecha. I will make a great nation of you, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and curse, and he who curses you, I will curse. And all the families of the earth will find blessing through you. Hashem's blessing is bestowed directly upon Abraham with the words "Va'avarechecha." However, like Abraham himself, his blessing does not stay put. It wanders from its source, and it affects and transforms others. Those around him will curse or bless him. Right? Apparently, people were unable to be indifferent to one who was so touched by the divine, and would therefore either curse him or bless him. Those who chose to bless him would themselves be blessed. Rashi has a beautiful interpretation of the words "V'nivrechu v'cha kol mishpechot adama," an interpretation actually which the Ramban uses to explain the words "V'heye bracha," you will be a blessing. What does it mean "V'nivrechu v'cha kol mishpechot adama"? Says Rashi, "Adam omer livino tehe ke'Avraham." The blessing with which the parents of kol mishpechot adama would bless their children is that you should be like Avraham. Perhaps those same people who were moved to bless Abraham, and in turn themselves were blessed, would choose to bless their children in this manner. This image of Abraham as both the receptacle and the source of blessing is deepened by Rashi's comment on the words, V'heyeh bracha. And this is the Rashi that I would like to concentrate on today. V'heyeh bracha, Rashi says, Habrachot nitzunot biyadecha. Ad achshav hayu biyadai. Berachti et Adam ve'et Noach ve'otcha. U'me'achshav atat tevarech et asher techpotz. In this first of two interpretations that Rashi gives to this pasuk, Abraham is no longer a passive resource of bracha. It is no longer simply that he inspires blessing, but rather he is portrayed as an active partner in the spreading of Hashem's blessing. The Maharal, in his commentary, the Gur Aryeh, on Rashi, explained that it is because the blessings given to Abraham were so abundant that he is able to bless others. Abraham then, according to this understanding, serves as a vessel for the surplus of God's blessing in the world, which he then transmits to those around him. This image of Abraham as the dispenser of the blessings of Hashem is rooted in all of the stories that we read about him in Sefer Bereshit. The one who is constantly concerned with the welfare of others, reaching out to help others, the machnis archim, right? This is the quality of Abraham that we see repeatedly throughout the stories. And it's this quality which makes Abraham the personification of chesed, right? Chesed essentially being an overflowing of wanting to do good, to do things, to do for others. Abraham's role, as that we have just seen, in relaying Hashem's blessing and his kindnesses, is alluded to in Rashi's second interpretation on these words, on the words v'heyeh bracha. Rashi quotes a midrash which ponders why the opening bracha of the Amidah Tefillah, right, the Shmona Esrei, mentions all three of the avot, but concludes with a reference to Abraham alone. The bracha says, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak ve'Elokei Yaakov. Right? The opening of the bracha refers to all three of the avot. But the conclusion of the bracha, Baruch ata Hashem, Magen Abraham, right, refers only to Abraham. So, with this this bracha from the Amidah in mind, Rashi quotes from the Midrash, and he says, Davar acher, right, a different interpretation, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, zehu she'omim Elohei Avraham, ve'avarechecha, zehu she'omim Elohei Yitzchak, ve'agadla shmecha, zehu she'omim Elohei Yaakov. Rashi points out, using the Midrash, the parallels that certain parallels between the bracha from the Amidah and the words said to Avraham here in the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha. Right? The each phrase in Hashem's words to Avraham somehow connects to one of the avot, and that it is that Rashi is saying that the bracha from the Amidah is referring to. Right? When we say, when we evoke Elohei Avraham, this is done on the basis of the phrase Ve'escha L'goy Gadol, which according to the Midrash refers to Avraham. When we say Elohei Yitzchak, when we evoke the God of Yitzchak, this is on the basis of the word Va'avarechecha, which according to Midrash refers to Yitzchak. And when we say Elohei Yaakov, this refers to Va'agadla Shemecha, which again according to the Midrash refers to Yaakov. So the Midrash then asks if we refer to all three of the avot in the opening bracha of the Amidah, and this is all somehow connected to these three phrases in the words that Hashem gives to Avraham Avinu, referring, according to the Midrash, again, to all three of the avot, perhaps it would make sense that the first bracha of the Amidah would end with a reference to all three of the avot. Yachod yiyu chot min bekulan, right, should the bracha end with a reference to all three of the avot. Talmud lomar, v'heyeh beracha, v'cha chotmin v'lo bahem. Right, the fact that the end of the whole sentence in the words of Abraham, Hashem to Abraham, ends with the words v'heyeh beracha, and you will be a bracha. This teaches, says the Gemara, that the bracha has to end with Abraham alone and not with all of the avot. Now this might be that because if, as the Gemara, the Midrash in the Gemara is saying, the words to Avraham here have a reference to each of the avot and then ends with another reference to Avraham, right? So that the bracha in the Amidah is doing something parallel, first mentioning all three of the avot and then ending only with a reference to Avraham. It also could be that the chatima of a bracha, right, like the end of the bracha in the Amidah, Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham, right, is meant to be that this chatima, this ending of the bracha, is meant to be that's the essence of the bracha, a summary of what the bracha is. And so when the pasuk in Lech Lecha says Veheyeh Beracha, that you will be a blessing, right, that the essence of the bracha has to be specifically in reference to Avraham and not to all three of the avot. This second interpretation of Rashi is offering something that the first interpretation in Rashi did not. Recall that the first interpretation of Rashi paints the picture of Avraham as the bestower of brachot, v'heyeh beracha, that you will be a blessing, meaning you will give blessings to others. Of course, as many of the super commentaries in Rashi point out, v'heyeh beracha means you will be a blessing, not that you will be a blesser. If the pasuk meant as Rashi interprets in his first interpretation, it should be perhaps more appropriate if the words were v'heyeh mivarech. So Rashi's second interpretation kind of takes care of this problem. Here, Avraham is literally being a bracha, right? He is what is being referred to by these words v'heyeh bracha has to do with the technicality of the bracha of the Amidah. V'heyeh beracha, you will be the essence of the bracha itself of that is said in the Amidah Tefillah. And so that it seems is what the second interpretation of Rashi is coming to do, to offer an explanation which better fits the word V'heyeh beracha. This, by the way, is also what the Ramban is doing. The Ramban also points out that V'heyeh beracha, beracha seems to be a noun, not a verb, as seems to be implied by Rashi's first interpretation. And so that's where the Ramban brings in the interpretation, which is very similar to what we mentioned briefly from the commentary of Rashi on the words V'nivrechu v'chachob kol mishpachot adama. According to the Ramban, V'heyeh beracha means that you will be the bracha that people use to bless their children. Again, Abraham being a bracha in the literal, concrete sense of the word, right? And not, as we saw in the first interpretation of Rashi, Vehiye bracha, you will be a mevarech, you will be one who gives brachot to others. Rather, you will be the bracha itself. Although, as I just mentioned, this second interpretation of Rashi seems to be coming in order to solve a problem that the first interpretation does not solve, right? The fact that the pasuk is saying that Abraham will be a bracha. Nevertheless, it seems that the second interpretation in some ways might be a complementary interpretation and not simply an alternate interpretation. And this can be seen if one takes a closer look at the entire beracha of the Amidah, which the Midrash, in Rashi's second interpretation, refers to. Right, so we already mentioned, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim V'Koneh Hakol V'Zocher Chasdei Avot U'Mevi Goel Livnei V'Nehem L'Man Shemo Be'Ava. Hashem in his bracha is referred to as the great, the mighty, the awesome God, the supreme God, who bestows beneficial kindness, gomel chasadim tovim, and creates everything, and who recalls the kindnesses, chasdei avot, of the patriarchs. The characteristic of Hashem, which is emphasized in this first bracha, is the midah of chesed. He bestows chesed, and he recalls the chesed of the avot, zocher chesdei avot. And while clearly, as the bracha itself says, all of the avot were osei chesed, it is clear, as we pointed out earlier, that this is the characteristic which specifically characterizes Abraham. And so it's only appropriate that the blessing which speaks of the kindness of God, of chesdei Hashem, should be concluded by evoking the name of the Av, who is known specifically for spreading kindness in the world. Shabbat shalom u'mevarach.